Hello. Hello, hello. Broom, it's making those sounds again. Kikiriki, second space of the day. I can't get enough of Twitter spaces. I don't think it will be too long though, because my food might come soon. Hello. I'm just gonna document my frustration and what I did and said in case I get sued. No, just kidding. No, just because I need to get validated by you guys. I have a need to get validated. So, like, I felt already validated because all of you guys were like, that's fucking mold. Thanks for that. Thanks for the replies on Twitter, validating me immediately. Because I was also so, I ordered this focaccia stuff. You guys didn't even see a picture of the whole food, but it was like a it was three stripes of a focaccia bread with some like stuff on top, and I think I didn't notice until I took the first bite or so. Or maybe I did, I don't know. But I noticed very early. Because, like, it wasn't nowhere chart. That's what they're trying to gaslight me to think, though. So, like, okay. The corner of one of these three strips of the bread was showing these dots, these many dots, and I can tell too. I could tell immediately that it's very kind of like moldy style of dots, not charred. So I called the waitress over. It was actually a lady, and I was like, "Hi, I'm sorry. I think is this mold? You know, I'm like just very nicely asking, not like immediately, like claiming it is." Yeah, the stalks, yeah. And then she's like 1 meter, like one step away from me, and she just like looks at it for 1 second without like coming closer and is like, "Nah, that's not mold, that's just the you know, the roasting of the bread." And that kind of stun locked me. I didn't believe it really. But I was like, oh, okay. And then I felt like pressure to eat the thing because if she says it so confidently, she was so confident in it, like she knew what she was saying and doing, but she didn't even get a close look. Like, I can understand that looking at it from like as far away as she was, it probably maybe did look like roasted. But if you looked at it closer, I think maybe she would have understood or seen it properly. But even then, maybe she would have tried to gaslight me because it's embarrassing because it's mold. But I don't know. But I don't think she saw it properly, and that's the problem. Like, not being taken seriously. I think that's the biggest issue for me. It's less that I ate mold, even though this could ruin my vacation if I get really sick. It's more about being taken seriously, and yeah, and also risking my vacation. But general, but like when I'm traveling alone as a young looking woman, you know how it is with the doctors. Same thing here. Yeah, and it's not even just her. Now it's the discussion of how they reacted, because anyway, I felt pressure to eat the thing because I felt gaslit, even though I was pretty sure. So I cut off the parts that looked the most moldy, and I inspected the rest of the bread too, and like if it was charring or roasted, I would have seen more of that probably on the edges or on the bottom of it, but no, I didn't see any of that. So, what? Young looking? You don't need to add the looking part. No, I do. That's the thing. I'm not even young anymore, but I look young, so I pay the price for that. But yeah, so I looked at everything properly and I was eating it carefully, and it didn't, like, I feel like the last stripe of the strip of the bread was giving me a little bit of a weird, sussy flavor. Like, I don't know. But I felt like paranoid. Like, can I even believe myself when I'm trying to convince myself that this is mold, but I'm also trying to convince myself that it isn't because the lady said so. And I just feel pressured to eat it now, because when she says it so confidently, I'm like, okay, now I feel like I can't insist on it. And other people, surely they would be able to, but I didn't want to trouble her. I didn't want to seem like an annoying customer. I didn't want to seem dramatic, like a dramatic white woman. So you know what I mean? It's just like, I didn't want to be annoying, and if she says so, you know. So, and like, mostly it tasted fine, but I feel like you can often eat bread that's already molding. Like, many people accidentally eat bread that's molding and don't really realize, because it's like not an in-your-face fucked up flavor. It's just maybe like a bland, weird flavor. Depending on what you put on the bread, you will not notice, right? Yeah. Anyway, so 3 hours later, like, inspecting the pictures I took of the food. Because when I was there, I didn't want to, like, have the waitress notice how closely I was looking at the bread, you know? So I didn't want to look too closely, but I was looking when she wasn't looking. I was like, oh God, okay, let me take a closer look. But you know what I'm trying to do? I'm like, not trying to make her realize that I'm doubting what she said and that I'm still worried about it. I'm just like, I don't want to be that stupid tourist, you know? So I was like really carefully, suspiciously inspecting it, but I just took pictures so I could like inspect it later properly. And so it took me like 3 hours to actually inspect it. And then I realized, and then that's when I posted a picture, and I was like, wait a fucking second, it really is mold. You can't tell me it's not mold. Like, look at the stalks, the way they're like, oh, I think my food is coming. The way the stalks are like growing away from the bread. And that's what I was trying to explain to the chefs now. So I need to be, my food is coming. I think they will want to come in and like place it. I will just mute in that moment and then I'll finish my story. But yeah, mission impossible. Thank you for all agreeing to it. Like, then I compared it also to pictures on Google of like the same type of mold, and it looks exactly like that, and it's on a concentrated spot, you know. Yeah. So anyway, I you know, there's like some specific staff people who have like memorized me. And yeah, we chit chat a lot. So I went into the restaurant that I always go into. I went straight up to the one chef that's obsessed with me, and I told him, like, he's like, oh, how are you? And I'm like, I actually feel a little bit sick right now, and I told him, and I showed him the pictures, and he was like, oh my God. And he immediately went up to the sous chef. This is where it comes in handy, that people are obsessed with me here. So he immediately runs up to the sous chef and like starts this confrontation, which I appreciate, because I wanted to like start this confrontation anyway. It's nice to have a backup, you know. And then the sous chef brings in the head chef of all the restaurants. They have several restaurants here, right? And he seems to be the head chef of all the restaurants. Everybody else was wearing white, he was wearing black. And yeah, I first showed the sous chef all of the pictures and tried to explain it. And this whole time, though, I'm like explaining that I love my experience here and I love all the food it's usually very good, and everybody, all the people who work here are really nice, and I'm having a great experience, and I feel really bad about complaining, and this makes me anxious, but I do feel a little bit sick, and I just feel like I need to say this, because I think I ate mold, and the waitress, yeah, yeah, so... And I show the pictures, and they're looking at it, and they're not like immediately saying, "Yeah, that's mold." They never confirmed it. So the fact that they're not saying it makes me nervous. You know, like I have to explain myself more. So I show them the pictures from Google as well that look exactly like that, and all that. And I'm trying to prove it, but it makes me more and more stressed out and anxious because it doesn't seem like they're like maybe they believe me, but it feels like they don't want to believe me because. It would make them look bad, or they would at least like to leave the benefit of the doubt. Did I use that right? But it's just like it again, it felt like I'm not being taken seriously because they're not confirming it. They're still like leaving room for doubt. They were like, yeah, our knives, when we cut the bread, you know, if we used it something else first, and it, you know, it could be from that, the roast, whatever, blah blah. They were like making up reasons what else it could be. And I'm like, no, that's not that. And I look at this, look at how it's growing away from the bread. Then the main chef, the executive, whatever, the big chef came, and he was also very nice, and he looked like a freaking yakuza. Not really, but he looked really cool, and that intimidated me. Like, all of these people are intimidating me, honestly. I was feeling like gaslit. Like, bro, I'm not being taken seriously. That's my fucking problem. These people are not believing me. Am I going crazy? Like, hundreds of people on Twitter told me it's mold. I believe it's mold. So I talked to him, I showed him the pictures, and he was like very like professional and serious and immediately apologizing. And but again, like without even looking much at the bread and everything, he immediately like is like offering to cook whatever the fuck I want for me. And but that's like not quite the point. Like, I appreciate that, and I was kind of expecting that, but it feels like you're not gonna confirm that this is mold. So, do I have to feel like I'm going crazy? but they were still all super fucking nice, okay? So, maybe they're not trying to gaslight me, but it felt a little bit gaslit. Anyway, they're, like, offering to, like, have me, to cook anything for me now, and I'm like, no, I'm gonna eat a little bit later, my stomach feels a bit upset, and I also want to talk to my butler guy here, so I'm just gonna sit down and then order room service if that's okay, and they're like, yeah. They'll send me whatever the fuck I want, even if it's custom made, like nothing on the menu. So nice, you know. Oh, he knows he's mold. It's mold. I would hope that they eat. I would be happy if at least behind the scenes they believe me, even if they feel uncomfortable saying it to my face, which I do kind of understand because it's embarrassing. Sorry, I'm talking so fast because my food is probably coming any minute. So anyway, I sit down in the bar. I get a fresh orange juice because somebody on Twitter said that I need to drink orange juice. It's probably an immune system thing. Good that I've been taking immune system strengthening pills the past days again. So I'm getting my fresh orange juice and waiting for my butler. In the meantime, the sous chef shows up again with the bread, with the focaccia, but like the not cut version, like it's like in plastic wrap, and it's like a full loaf of bread. He brought two separate packaged full loaves of bread, which doesn't mean that they're from the same loaf, first of all, right? They were separately packed big loaves. And then he shows me, I don't think he was necessarily claiming that it's the same loaf though, but he showed me the like general, like this focaccia has like something in it, like nuts or whatever, like really small hints of it. And he shows that to me and it's like, you know, this is what it is. And I'm like, no. And I immediately show him the picture again. And I'm like, you see here? Yeah, that's the part that you are showing me. But here is an insane amount of mold. That's very different. And he's like, yeah, okay. And then he leaves. Well, he again didn't really confirm, seemingly, that what I'm saying is true and it's mold, but he seemed defeated at that moment. And left again. He once again, I think, brought up the theory of the char and roast of the bread, and I also dismissed that again, saying it was nowhere else to be found on the bread. It didn't seem like a roasted, toasted bread. Yeah. So anyway, he leaves again. But I'm saying all of that, they're like gaslighting me, but they're like really nice. I think they're really good people. And they really want to make it fine. They're just not admitting anything, which pisses me off because that makes me feel like I'm going fucking crazy. Yeah. So anyway, the butler finally comes and I'm like, please take a seat. And he refuses. I'm like, please, I feel awkward when you're standing right there in front of me. Please take a seat. I have to talk to you. He refuses again. He says he's not allowed to. I'm like, okay, can you at least come closer? And then he kneels down instead of sitting next to me. Okay, I get it. And I explain all of it to him. I also repeat that we've had like these other issues with the air conditioning and with the hot and cold water and everything and other stuff. Yeah, it's, I guess, avoid a lawsuit. Bros, I'm not gonna fucking sue you. I don't have time for that. I don't have the patience for that. Just admit it for my mental health. Do I hear a car? Do I hear a buggy? No. But the butler was like, oh, wait, okay, wait. My Wagyu strip loin has arrived, and my custom soup has arrived. Okay, it's still in aluminum foil, so I'm gonna wait a little bit longer. Okay. My feast has arrived. Yeah, I figured I might as well go for the Australian Wagyu, whatever. Wait, was it strip loin or rib eye? I took whatever was more expensive. Where was I? Yeah, the butter was really nice. It was like, because like with the whole AC stuff, I was reaching my limit there and was getting really pissed. And I said, if it's not fixed today, I need you to change our room. This is not okay. But then they fixed it on that day. So I was like, okay, whatever. But it was still fucking shitty. When I used to work in a hotel, at this point, we would have already given refunds or discounts or some kind of like, we are so sorry package, like a fruit basket or something. You know, we would have done something even before that, probably. But mostly for people who are complaining really strong. But when they don't seem very fucking angry and when they're not like demanding anything, then they're not like, you're not gonna necessarily get anything. You really have to ask for it. And I'm just not the type of person to be like, refund me! Or like outright demand something. Yeah. So even after that whole AC saga, nothing nice was being done. And I thought they would because this is such a nice resort. Not even a rose petal bath for real. Yeah, what do you mean somebody getting a pay cut? You think somebody's salary will be cut because of me? I don't think so. Yeah. Anyway, so I repeated to the butler's face what went wrong so far, and I told him that even at this point, before the bread, I was still feeling very happy and content, and I wanted to only see the positive sides. I didn't want any of these things to like make me feel too negative about the trip. I was still like focusing on all the positive vibes that, you know, the staff are, they're all so fucking nice. I love, like, from every department, the people are insanely nice. I've made great friends that will end the moment I leave the island, but yeah, it's amazing. Like, honestly, the quality of the massage is amazing. The quality of the food so far was amazing. The experience of like going on the snorkeling trip was, well, the situation was unexpected for me, but it was amazing. The parasailing was amazing, and I just repeated all of that. I was like, just so you know, I'm not trying to start a drama here, but like this really tipped the scale for me and really disappointed me. And I really think I did way better talking to the butler. I calmed down a little bit after talking to the chefs. The chef really fucking intimidated me. They were like the sous chef, the executive chef, and another chef all around me. And I was trying my best to articulate myself, not trying to seem dramatic, but still seem affected by it, you know? But yeah, with the butler, I think I did better. And so his reaction was really good too. He apologized. When he looked at the pictures of the bread, he didn't confirm anything, but his eyes, his expression showed me that he's taking it seriously. And I told him my personal concern at the moment, that I do feel like it's hard to be taken seriously as a woman traveling alone, especially. So I feel really anxious right now. Wink, wink. With that, I'm trying to say, take me seriously. Yeah. Yeah, but his eyes were telling me he believes me, I think. I also sent him the pictures because he wants to show it to his, I don't know, his manager or whatever. You think really behind the scenes someone's gonna actually get scolded? I wonder if they're just gonna brush it off and be like, nah, that's some random influencer bitch, probably. We don't need to listen to her. That wasn't mold for sure. There is no way that there's mold on our bread. Well, I don't want anyone to be fired. But they need to check their breads. And the thing is that place where I ate lunch, it didn't seem like they made the food at the spot at all. They had like a it's like this bar in the middle of a pool, and they didn't have a kitchen right there to make food fresh. It seemed like every time something was being brought over, they went into a little small bungalow building right next to the bar, went in and pretty quickly came out with the food. I think like they're preparing it in a different restaurant on the island and then bringing it in there to store it so that they can serve it quickly. Because all of it seemed like the type of food that doesn't necessarily need to be made on the spot, if you know what I mean. It's like more like tapas or whatever. So what I think is happening is that they made it, and then this one stayed a little bit too long in their storage, or was like, you know, they didn't cool it properly or whatever. You know, that's how it seemed like to me. Because also, when the sous chef was showing me the same bread, but like, you know, in a full state, uncut state, he brought it to me so quickly. Which means that's where they're actually preparing it, in that area where we were then, which was very far from the actual lunch restaurant. Which to me just confirms that they're not making it fresh for this particular restaurant. they're just preparing a big bunch of it and then bringing it over and then storing it in that smaller building, if that makes sense. Yeah. Where was I? Yeah, the butler was nice about it, and then he once again also confirmed that like everything, whatever I want today, I can have for free for dinner. And I feel like at this point they should give me more than just the complimentary dinner. Let's see what happens tomorrow. But I'm just happy for now to eat my food in the room instead of surrounded by the people, because today would be the first night that I'm eating. No, wait, I think I ate dinner alone, yeah, on the first night. But you know, because I was alone the first night and now I'm alone again. But it's the first night after the ladies left, and I was already getting nervous about eating dinner on Valentine's Day alone in the big restaurant where everybody else is sitting together. And couple formation. So I'm glad I can eat in the room now. I did really have an upset feeling stomach, but not too strong. I do think that it was mold, but I also think I'm not going to be affected too much by it. Thankfully, all good. Yeah. Anyway, the butler then drove me with the buggy to my room, and then I ordered my food, and now it's here. Yeah. Oh, and I had them besides the Wagyu, the Australian Wagyu, is that even a thing? Besides that, I had them make me a custom potato cream soup because I wanted something to soothe my stomach. Something calming that my stomach might feel familiar with. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be dramatic. Obviously, like I didn't eat insane amounts of the mold, and the worst parts I cut off. But I also know that doesn't mean that the rest of the bread doesn't have the bacteria on it. It certainly does. Yeah, certainly does. But everybody's so fucking nice to me. Even the lifeguard heard about it and is like, "Do you need something?" And showed me like a shit ton of snacks. It's like, do you need any of these snacks? Yeah, their reaction is kind of a bummer. Yeah, I really wonder if they genuinely don't believe me, because that would piss me off the most, because that's gonna make me feel like an idiot. Or if they're just protecting themselves, which I wouldn't be mad about. I just want them to believe me. I think that's the most important part to me. I feel so anxious about speaking up. I feel anxious about traveling alone. So for me, it's not so much about having eaten the bread. Although, you know, that kind of sucks because I felt pressured and gaslit. But that's where it began, because the lady didn't believe me. Now these chefs aren't believing me. They know my Japanese ladies left. Yeah. Yeah, they don't want to directly admit it. Making me feel stupid. Making me feel so stupid. Stop making me feel stupid. I really feel stupid, but I know it's mold. I know it's mold. 200 people on Twitter told me it's mold. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Now that it's all out, we're gonna start tomorrow anew, fresh, without thinking about moldy bread. Right? And I'm gonna have fun. I saw another lionfish fucker, by the way, today. He looked like a plant. He thought he was disguising himself properly as a plant, but I saw that motherfucker. I saw that lionfish fucker. I was very happy to see him. Yeah. Any plans tomorrow? I'm gonna get a massage and just snorkel. I don't have any other plans. Yeah. Pretty satisfied with like going parasailing today. I wasn't sure if I should do it. I was going a little bit back and forth in my mind because yeah, with all the taxes and the service fee, it went up from $200 to 260-ish bucks. Bro. Triple R already left. Yes. Unfortunately. What happened to Iris? I will be collabing with them. First, it feels like the finale. Yeah, kinda. It was really cool. It was quite worth the experience if I don't think about the total price too much. I do think if it was really at 200, it would have been reasonable, but going up to 265-ish makes it a little bit outrageous again. Was pretty awesome. It was pretty. I will, when I'm home, I don't want to upload all the videos now because I feel like the Wi-Fi is gonna kill all the quality. But I want to upload some stuff when I'm back home so I can make sure the quality is good. Now I'm gonna go eat my food. And yeah, thank you for listening to me and trying to validate myself. Thank you. It's fucking mold. I think the conclusion is it's fucking mold. Admit it. Just fucking admit it. You're gonna make it worse. You're gonna make my experience worse by not admitting it. Enjoy your food. Thank you. I'm gonna enjoy my Wagyu steak or Australian. Can Australian? Can it be what? Can it be Wagyu and Australian? We will never know. Oh my God, Enfield. I haven't played today yet. Thank you. Good night, guys. I'm glad you guys agree. Bye. Let's hope my meat isn't moldy. It would never be moldy. Okay, non-Japanese Wagyu is a thing, okay? Do your dailies. Bye. Bye. Oyasumi.